Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto de Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, the Swedish gender equality minister admits to having a phobia of bananas, getting her staff to remove them from a room before she enters it. This woman is literally bananas because she's scared of them because of their phallic symbolism, no doubt. She hates masculinity that much. If I ever had the opportunity to meet this woman, I'd definitely put on a pair of these bad boys before I did. The only thing I'd be missing is a big yellow hat and Curious George on my shoulder. Moving on, Devin, the trans woman, says, there's a special place in hell reserved for cis women who terrorize trans women. Dan says that if there was such a place, then trans women would demand access to it, so it wouldn't be reserved for women very long. It's only fair, though. Women invaded male-only spaces, and now trans women can invade female spaces. How does it feel getting a taste of your own medicine, ladies, and you can't do a thing about it? Number 3, Andrew Tate says that it's every man's dream to spoil a woman who birthed children and shuts up on command, so basically paying her to be a quiet baby incubator. Notice he doesn't say anything about love. Unfortunately, most men can't do that because men can't afford to spoil them enough to get them to shut up. And when they can't, they destroy his mind through nagging and arguing, and might even divorce him. Tate is going his own way. He doesn't marry women or live with them. Yet he would probably never say that he's technically going his own way. Up next, his judge was forced to resign after nude photos of her mysteriously appeared online. She looks way too young to be a judge, though. So I guess now we all know how she got the job in the first place. And it looks like the person giving her that job took some pictures as souvenirs. This looks like it happened in Russia, judging by the white, blue, and red flag in the background. Damn, it looks like these days even the judges have OF pages. There's nothing mysterious about it. Number 5, this Los Angeles lesbian says she's been disowned by her friends for voting for Trump. But why does she have to tell them who she voted for? Her friends probably also voted for Trump and lied about it. But of course they'll never tell her that. She seems like a genuine, likable person, unlike the lesbos I knew 20 years ago. Ever since it stopped being the LGB community and added all the extra additional letters, it became a cult. Moving on, many people say that since they've awakened, all of this looks like poison. Yes, it is. It causes inflammation, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and cancer. Sugar and carbs are incredibly addictive, and I've stayed away from them for the most part for the last 7 years or so. Doctors and food companies hate that because it takes away a huge chunk of their profit if you aren't perpetually sick. Remember, stay away from the grocery store's inside aisles as much as possible, unless it's for olive oil. Number 7, hey guys, this is what women like Lilith really think about you. They say there's no point educating boys because we are cognitively inferior, and that it's better to take us out of school and send us to the work camps that are run by men. Yes, men gave women the right to get an education, and now they want to take our right to get it away. If women did this, our work camps would turn into a utopian paradise. And then women would demand to be let in. Hey Lilith, when was the last time a scientific discovery or breakthrough with any significance was made by a woman? Up next, Nakano says that men pick up a few games, movies, and songs when they're from the ages of 15 to 25, and never consume any new sort of content ever again. Yes, it's partially true. We find the styles and genres we enjoy and then find similar new content to consume. This is why every generation seems to be estranged from their parents. Young people these days I've spoken to are consuming content from the 60s, 70s, and 80s because all new stuff sucks. What does that tell us about when our civilization peaked? Number 9, this can't possibly be real, because everyone knows that no one would ever touch Denise Crosby's chesticles. And even if it was real, they would never admit to it. So I guess this is what they are calling the Riker maneuver these days. This is a nice vision of the future where we had advanced technology and we were sexually liberated, smashing our way across the stars. Moving on, this person says that women can't be PDF files or grape someone. Someone fires back and says, so that this comment proves that it's okay being a PDF file as long as that you're a woman doing it. That's probably what all the female teachers thought before they were fired and arrested for touching their 15 and 16-year-old male students. Women will use whatever excuse they can to avoid taking accountability. I've seen the pain in the eyes of men that have been sexually abused by women. Number 11, here's the difference between how the government thinks up new ways to tax its citizens versus how the government spends those tax dollars. Based on their logic, if only they could tax us more, they could solve all of our problems. Between Bitcoin being unconfiscatable and Elon Musk creating an office of government efficiency, hopefully this will get a lot better soon. But I don't think it will. Putting a million Bitcoin on the government balance sheet will just allow the government to keep living beyond its means for another 2 or 3 decades. Up next, this woman says that she believes in socialism. Of course she does. Women are communists in panties. Her date says that he loves that she's open about her mental illness. Young people are generally communists because they haven't been taxed by the government yet, especially college students. What's also ironic is that the Democrats hate the only thing that socialism has produced that actually works. It even fires underwater. Number 13 is some crazy person saying that adoption is people paying to buy infants. That it's trafficking and infants are a commodity. So what are we supposed to do? Open the orphanages and never let the kids leave or be adopted. This is probably a woman that doesn't want women to lose their monopoly on raising and having children. She would probably say that surrogacy, where you have your own child, is also turning your own kids, or the woman that has them, into a commodity as well. Moving on, here's a novel idea. How about instead of adding a pink ribbon to their products for Cancer Awareness Month, companies could instead actually remove the ingredients from their products that cause cancer? I have a better idea though. Just install the Yucca app, Y-U-K-A, on your phone and scan the barcodes of any cleaning, hygiene, or food product with your phone and know which ones to avoid that cause cancer. It's usually the older and cheaper products developed 30 plus years ago that are the safest. Number 15, and speaking of your health, the fattest and sickest country on earth is worried that the new health secretary might actually do something to help. After all, the profit from Big Agra and Big Pharma is way too big to ignore. No pun intended. He's going to try and ruin the dreams of corporations, trying to make 100% of all Americans obese one day. Currently, that number stands at 40%. But those are rookie numbers. They need to get them up, and if he's not careful, they might cancel him the way they canceled his uncle and father too. The 4.2% obese people in Japan are the sumo wrestlers. Up next, this woman says she's addicted to cheating on her husband and has done it 8 times and he has no idea. And this is probably why every culture that survived on our planet for more than a generation took women's rights away. As for this woman's guy, why didn't he notice? Because he's a simp in love and only simps don't realize it. Then again, this is female nature and hypergamy on display as a warning to all the other simps out there. She's not your girl, it's just your turn. Number 17, looks like Europe is dying with all of it being below replacement. Eastern European countries with the highest fertility rates, including Serbia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Romania, are the least woke. So that does actually help keep the rates up a bit. But it's still not enough. We'll need a technological replacement. People say Europe is making way for Islam, but Turkey is a Muslim country, and it has a lower fertility rate than Bulgaria. We also need FGTOW, where fathers go in their own way, to reverse this. Moving on, Ubisoft's new game will show how black people help build Japanese civilization. We was samurais and sheet. But don't laugh. Blacks did build East Asian civilization. Leroy Chang of the Tokyo Crips was the engineer who helped design the city layout centuries ago. It's just unfortunate that blacks were so selfless, busy building civilizations all over the world, that they forgot to develop sub-Saharan Africa for themselves. Except for Wakanda, of course. It's out there hidden somewhere. Number 19, this can't possibly be a real story. A woman quits her job to breastfeed her boyfriend every 2 hours. Maybe it's a new anime idea where a woman's boyfriend is reincarnated as her baby, and she can't decide if she wants to be his girlfriend or his mother. As long as everyone is happy, then I'm cool. Oh, where have I seen this before? Oh, that's right, with Homelander and The Boys. Up next is Colorado Karen trying to remove Trump from the ballot in the state. Would you just look at that smug look on her face? As if having Trump taken off the ballot would have done anything. He still would have won the Electoral College. She's just being petty and will never be punished for this sort of behavior. She tried to cheat and she lost. Just like the ballot counters in Wisconsin. A whole bunch of last-minute ballots pushed the count in favor of the Democrats, but it still wasn't enough to trump Trump. Number 21, here's hoping that Tom Homan reports so many illegals that you'll never have to press one for English ever again. Looks like even Canada's getting on board the deportation bandwagon, with over a million people here being deported next year, when their student visas finally expire. And that's Trudeau doing it. Even he's changing his tune now that Trump has been elected, and he's up for re-election next year. I hope they deport so many that the cost of lawn care doubles or triples, and the Karens have to go and mow their own damn lawns. Moving on, here's one of the white dudes for Harris that shaved his head in solidarity with all the women that also did. But now he looks like a worm. To me, he looks more like a walrus, and he's just missing a couple of tusks, and some deep gray paint, and then he's already set for Halloween. That's a really strong chin right there. That's a chin that a supervillain might actually be jealous of. He could also grow his mustache out and look like the Lorax. Number 23 in Canada, the government is now creating fake online profiles to track extremists, going after anyone who is pro-family, pro-life, and pro-freedom. So the Canadian government doesn't want us to be free and would rather we be slaves. How long before they follow the lead of the UK and start arresting people for hate speech? Up next, Argentina's GDP soars to an annualized 8.5%, after Milei got rid of a whole bunch of government bureaucrats, and now America and the rest of the West will hopefully do the same. Turns out that when you lower taxes and slash government spending, and fire the cancer of Karens working suckling off the government teat, prosperity shows up. Almost like the left has been keeping us intentionally poor or something. Milei's best line is that if printing money could end poverty, then printing diplomas would end stupidity. Number 25 and the last one, looks like Lindsay Lohan got hot again. Looks like she fought the wall and won for now. But how did this happen? Probably with a ton of cosmetic surgery, Ozempic, a personal trainer, as well as some counseling. She's a mother too now, which makes it even more impressive. Maybe she's been drinking a lot of child blood or something too. Maybe we need a new phrase and call this a bad miracle or something. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.